All right. Have you seen the stories on TV about the folks that go ice climbing, Stephen? Have you seen those things?
Like, no.
Spectacular visuals.
No, I have not.
Where they're climbing these big walls of sheer ice, and it's just
sounds
absolutely
cool.
Gorgeous. It looks very cool and obviously very challenging. And Winters, asked me to ask the folks earlier on in the show if I thought that this was difficult to do, and if I thought that you know. He says, ask them if they think they need to be in shape to do this. Duh.
I can't do that.
Well, no kidding. No kidding. Anyways, Amanda shed some light on this situation and all things ice climbing on the phone with us now. Frederick Schuetz. He is the owner of One Axe Purist. Good morning, Frederick. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How badly did I screw up your last name?
Oh, not too bad. The name of the company is One Axe Pursuits.
Oh, what'd I call it?
Purist, I think.
Okay. Well, that would be good, too. That's not a bad name. You might want to consider that one. I mean, maybe have
if anyone looks up One Axe and ice climbing, they will find us.
There you go.
And the axe you're visualizing here is a mountaineering axe or an ice climbing axe, not a tree chopping axe.
Let me ask you that question. Would a regular axe do in a pinch?
Probably not. Not very well. No.
Okay. All right. So we need the proper. You know, it's like anything else. You have to have the right equipment to do the job. Now, how long have you been offering ice climbing expeditions and programs?
I think this is our 19th year running ice climbing programs in Southern Ontario.
Cool. I didn't realize we had that much of it here, but, you know, I'm talking to some of my buddies who are into this stuff. It's amazing how much ice climbing actually does take place in this part of the world. I just didn't think that it was there because, you know, it's like anything else. If you don't golf, you don't realize how many golf courses there are, right?
It's true. There's not there's not as much as you would think. Like you think of the Rocky Mountains, or you think of somewhere else. But locally, it's mostly waterfalls we're looking at that freeze.
Now, where do you climb? Give us an idea of where you would do some of your stuff.
So most of the stuff we're doing now is localized in Elora, Ontario. That's kind of just north of Guelph, and just east of Kitchener-Waterloo area. And that's we used to ice climb in different locations, but the weather has been fluctuating the last 6 years or so. With a lot of warm days in the middle of winter, and that kind of really hurts the waterfalls in the sense they don't freeze as well as they used to. And there's a lot more salt and stuff, it seems to be, in some runoff that also makes the ice not freeze as nice. So we build our own ice here in Elora, which means we pump up the river water. We create our own waterfall in Elora, and we manage when that water runs and when it doesn't, and that allows us to freeze really thick and really nice ice and have it geared towards beginners as well instead of just sheer vertical. We have it kind of rolling and, a little more fun for the person that wants to try it.
So to answer the question that my producer wanted me to ask the audience, I'll put it on your table now. What level of skill and fitness is required for ice climbing?
There's no skill required. Most people that have come out, I'd say at least 50% of the people that come out every year haven't climbed. And actually, so to my surprise, too, a lot of them have never even climbed in a climbing gym or rock climbed. They just kind of see ice climbing. They think it looks really neat and they want to try it. And they necessarily haven't even gone indoor climbing or anything, which is fine. And we kind of break the group up in the morning into who, if everyone knows how to belay an ice or rock climb already or indoor climb, they kind of go out first in the morning and start. And the other group that has never climbed at all, we just spend an extra half an hour indoors and practice the knot and everything just because it's warm instead of doing that outside where it's cold. And then we head out.
Cool.
And fitness level, I wouldn't say you'd have to be super fit. Obviously, it's physical. You are going uphill, you're fighting gravity as you move up. But you don't have to be really, I would just say an average fitness or even, you don't even need an average fitness, but you definitely don't want to be completely out of shape in the sense that a staircase is a challenge, then obviously ice climbing would not be a good idea. But it's a lot of it more technique. And listening to the technique, it's like any sport or call it like a racket sport. If there's a way to swing the ice axe that's really easy, is you don't need as much power, it's more speed. So a lot of times the bigger muscular guys that come out, sometimes they don't climb as well as, you know, the 5'2", 100-pound woman because she's listening to how the guys climb because she knows she needs that advantage where the other guy's like, I'm just going to swing
sense.
Really hard.
That would make sense. Listen, I've got to go. I've got to take a break. Folks, for you, for those of you more interested in more in the subject, go to oneaxpurist.com for more information. Frederick, thank you very much for joining. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Frederick Schuetz, One Axe Pursuits, Allura, Ontario. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.